Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to episode 3 of the Richie Moe Show. I think it's episode 3. Honestly, I'm not even sure, but after we make a few, we'll organize it up, get the papers in order, and fucking call it a day. But for right now, it's episode 3. So I was just talking to my mom earlier, and I was just ranting like a motherfucker. Nothing bad. But all I was saying is kind of like what I think my purpose is here for. So I'll just kind of start spitting that off. Number one is we have an extreme lack of belief in ourselves in this day and age. Like, huge time. Like, we are dimming down our, goals so much that it almost looks stupid. Like, and then I feel like the only reason why people are dimming it down is so that it's like a clear, easy path that they guaranteed can do, when it's like, obviously you could do it because it's that fucking simple. But we're kind of so brainwashed in this period of time. Excuse me. Quick little commercial break. How are you? We are back. Just had to pet a dog and work way through construction. You gotta keep your head up sometimes. But, as I was saying, the extreme lack of belief in ourselves is out of control. Like, if you asked, let's say if we asked 70% of human beings, what is their biggest goal in the world? It's either going to be some bullshit, retarded thing that they know for a fact, they don't believe it deep down, they're just saying it to try to, you know what I mean? It's like that pillow they can sit on and be like, oh yeah, well I'm working for that. When really, they don't believe it when they go to sleep at night. So, and then the other goal would be something like so mediocre. It'd be like, yo, I just want to fucking, you know, be a fucking lawyer or something. And it's like, it's almost so broad. It's like, I feel like people, they're just scared to express what they really feel and what they really want. It's like, if I was gonna express what I want to fucking break a world record for pull-ups. I want to start a gym business. Like, these are direct, detailed goals that I actually want. It's not just like a broad, I want to be this. It's like, no, I'm going to do that and I'm gonna be this, and these are the things I'm gonna learn on the way. How you doing, sir? Good, good. Let me just speak about that, too, for a minute. I feel like people don't say fucking hi anymore. Like, I want to make, this is a new rule. If you're fucking walking down the street and there's another human being walking by you, you fucking say hi. You say hello, you say how are you, and you smile. Enough of this shit. Everyone's trying to be a goddamn tough guy. But this is, you know what I mean? I think we can just step it up as a human race. Let's believe in ourselves. Let's smile at each other. Let's stop making decisions based on fear. Let's stop making a decision based on fear. But back when I was talking to my mom a little while ago. And I told her, I'm like, you got to actually put the camera in your face and speak the truth that you feel like you need to speak. And then she says, well, that makes me nervous to stare in the camera. Well, I said, well, that cave that you fear to enter holds all the treasures that you seek. That's a quote by Joseph Campbell, one of my favorites of all time. But that is a must. You must, if you are scared about looking in the camera, then you must look in the camera. If you can't, you must. If you can't, you must. Not because there's light at the end of the tunnel. Not because there's going to be 100,000 views or 100 million views on the video that you make. Not because of that. It's because you are going to be a better human being after you get comfortable with doing the shit that you were scared of doing. It doesn't matter who the fuck watches. You can get one view. It's not about that. It's about you facing that fear. It's you taking the action, having the courage to do something that you were fear of, and then you did it regardless of the reward. Regardless of the reward. And that's usually when you get rewards, when you do shit regardless of the reward. Regardless. You do it because it's a better you, not because you get 100,000 views. You work out because it feels good for you, not because other people think you're attractive. Those are all pluses. Those are all things that can happen after you do that thing you set out to do. But we'll end it there. 6 minutes. My episodes are short. I'm just getting new to this stuff. And I'm not afraid to speak the fact. I'm not a fucking professional podcaster. I'm just putting the goddamn phone in my face and speaking what I think must be said and must be heard. And that's it. And then I'll put some of my experiences and I'll try to bring people on to share their experiences and their skill set and their beliefs so that we can make this fucking place a better place, raise our beliefs in each other, get that fear eliminated and start speaking the truth. I love you all. Happy Tuesday, episode 3 of the Richie Mo Show. Peace.